The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Do you know that the best time to start thinking about retirement is before your boss or your employer does? Good morning and welcome to today's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Ruth Bikunle. Here's an update of the activities on the floor of Nigerian equity market yesterday. The stock market on Wednesday closed on a bullish note, occasioned by gains in the share prices of Dangote Cement and Nestle by 6.53% and 6.36% respectively. The all-share index appreciated by 1.89% to close at 39,592.29 points from the previous close of 38,858.99 points. Investors gained 382 billion naira as market capitalization grew by 1.89% to close at 20.628 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.246 trillion naira. An aggregate of 474.37 million units of shares were traded in 3,547 deals, valued at 4 billion naira. The market breadth closed to negative as 24 equities emerged as gainers against 14 equities that declined in their share prices. Northern Nigeria flour mills led other gainers with 6.88% growth to close at 8 naira 55 kobo from the previous close of 8 naira. FPNH, Dangote Cement and Nestle, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 6.62%, 6.53% and 6.36% respectively. Azamansa and Julius Berger led other price decliners, shedding 10% of their share prices to close at 2 naira 43 kobo and 24 naira 3 kobo respectively. Grieve Nigerian PLC and Sovereign Trust Insurance, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.92% and 8.33% respectively. FVNH traded about 264.69 million units of its shares in 264 deals, valued at 2.051 billion naira. Universal Insurance traded about 76.67 million units of its shares in 17 deals, valued at 15.33 million naira. Azamansa traded about 13.08 million units of its shares in 141 deals, valued at 31.83 million naira. Going on a quick break now. I'll be back shortly. Stay tuned to Your Wealth Class on Radio.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund five times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund five times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Another retiree is with me on the program this morning to share experiences with us. Hello, good morning, ma.
Good morning, how are you?
Very fine, ma. Thank you, ma. All right, ma.
Thank you.
Mommy, our audience would like to meet you. You tell us about yourself, your name. You just tell us about yourself. That's it.
Okay. This is Jimmy Sani from Ida, Kogi State.
All right, ma. Ma, can you give us, tell us what your employment days was like, the places you worked when you were still in active workforce?
Okay, I was employed on 1st March 1983. I have worked in so many places, various places, like in Bikina local government, Ida local government, from villages, before I went to Lokoya. So I do my Inkasabi transfer from teaching line to Ministry of Agriculture, Lokoya. I was posted to Ayanda in Bikina local government. Okay. So I worked almost in some 10 places in within our state, like Ayamba, as I have earlier told you, Olowa in the Kina local government, Ajaka in Yalamela local government, Uda, and so on and so forth. I lastly retired in Ajaka in 1st March. 2018. This is my last office before I retired.
All right, ma. So basically, all through the time you worked, it was in the local government service.
First of all, it was in the local government service. But later, I did my transfer to state due to the area of specialization. You know, I read the agric education. From there, I did my service transfer to state. I further my education to College of Agric. Yandex in Benue State before I fully come back and start in my Greek again. That was 2004. I mean 2004, I mean. Yes.
All right, Sima. So when you were in employment, did you know that year that you were going to retire? Were you like when you entered into civil service, where you already knew the year you were going to retire, right?
It is in my appointment letter.
So knowing in advance when you were going to retire, what were those plans you put in place so that when the salary, you know, definitely when you retire, salary will stop coming in. And so what were those things you put in place, the plans you put in place that, okay, this is what I will be doing in retirement. This is my new source of income. What were those plans you put in place and what were those things you planned to do in retirement?
I plan to do some business like selling of drinks, and I plan that I will build my house so that when I retire, I can pay business. I have something to write about. That was my plan. Moreover, I'm a professional. That is in the veterinary department. So after leaving the service, people do come to me for treatment of their animals. I do go out to check their animals. That was my basic thing after I retired.
Okay, so basically you are a doctor to animals. So that was what
animal technology.
Okay, all right. So you continued in your line on your profession after retirement.
Yes.
All right, so Ma, has the business been, has the, this veterinary business been, has it been favorable?
The fact is that it's not always that animals do sick, and we are plenty. I'm not the only one in that area. So we're plenty, we do. So my still in service, so I'm retired. At times, we do yam in one place. Let's say they call me, I didn't call in time, they call my neighbor to come. So we put them together, we clean the animal, we share the money. It helps me a lot. It helps me a lot.
All right, ma. So what other sources of income do you have now that you are retired?
I'm selling grains like cassava, maize, rice, garri. I call it provisions per month. It's what I do with it to sell everything and come back anytime I wish to close, I'll close.
Okay, for example, now you sell drinks, you treat animals in the area where you stay. Okay, when there was COVID and there was lockdown, those two things are your major sources of income at the moment. So when there was lockdown due to COVID, was this business affected, this veterinary business and your drink business?
Of course, it's affected, but people do come behind. It's not flowing as before again.
When you were in active workforce, okay, now you already have a house that you stay in, you don't have to pay rent, you have a business and all that. Did you plan all these things before retirement, or it was just after retirement to be like, okay, let me start doing these things?
The fact is that that of building initially is in my mind because my husband's background is not the type I can come and mix with them, even though he built a house in the village. When I decided to build my own house, if it happened, they really allow me to come and stay in the village. I will locate to my own house. Moreover, my husband is no more alive again. He built another house in that one that I'm staying now, for now. The one I built in my village, people are there empty. Business of it too is in my blood, guy from time ago when I was small girl. I do follow my senior sister to the market, my mother to the market. So after retiring, I decided that instead of staying idle and be thinking about the debt of my husband, I should open a small scale business people don't greet me, I don't greet them. Through that, I'll be selling small, small things to the small, small children and adults to keep me busy before such activities time. It's in my mind, of course.
All right, ma. So, if you were to advise this younger generation, like our own generation now, planning towards retirement, what would you say to us?
They should get prepared in order not to lag their money. They should save at least a small amount of money. And if it happens, you retired, you can use that money to start business to keep you busy and keep life going easily. That is my advice for them.
All right, ma. Say, for example, when you were still working and the mandatory age was not 60 and you could work longer, would you have chosen the option of working longer and staying in employment?
So, but if a composite has, you have to retire after 35 years. So I'm aware of it. And definitely when my time is retired.
Well, if you were given an option to still work further, would you have taken it?
Yes, of course. Of course.
All right, ma. Looking at the way the Nigerian economy is, most of you who are retired now, we always advise the younger generation that they should plan towards retirement, they should save. Okay, let's use Kogi State as an example. Salaries are paid in a percentage. Some don't even get as much as 30,000 in a month. For someone like that, in that kind of a state, how do you think they can plan towards retirement? How can they save from that money that is even not even in, like 30% of their salary is paid monthly, and sometimes in 2-3 months they are not paid? How can someone like that plan towards retirement?
The fact is that they should sit up and look for something to do with it. The one thing they should rely on government work alone. You understand? Okay. So, you can go for labor, like this contract of a team, you go around and for daily something, so that you can take feed your family. Like some people are doing concrete work where they are building house, they go out to do laborers job. You will be running here and there, you can't sit like that to keep life going for you. That is my own advice. You cannot rely on government work alone, because it's any time that they say, get this one that you get. If they know that one is not for money, you can't stay idle. You need to go look around and look for a small thing to do to keep life going.
All right, ma. So, generally, life in retirement has been kind and has been good to you. All right. Thank you so much for your time, ma.
Thank you so much.
All right, it is how you lay your bed that you lie on it. Not everyone is ambitious though. Some just want to retire to their villages and live as simple as possible, while some want to travel the world and get the best life can offer. The power is in your hands to determine where and how you want to live in retirement. We have to round off now, but let this stay with you. Planning for retirement is not voluntary, or if you like, it is a necessity and compulsory as well. If you want to live on your own terms in the true sense of it and not become a burden and a liability to others, send in your questions and inquiries to 0703-134-1703 for our question and answer session tomorrow. Log on to StocksNG.com for information on everything stocks, Nigerian economy, and a lot more. I'll surely come your way again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Have a good day.